Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second. The center fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Wayne Tolleson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Mike Mason. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. And now, play ball. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Hara moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Hara moves to third. Bell moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Brien for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hera scoops it up and throws to first, with Mason covering, for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-1 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson bunts towards the mound. Nipper can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards the mound. Nipper picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Nipper. Tolleson moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tolleson. The throw from Gedman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tolleson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Rangers. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hara strikes out. One out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Rangers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and has Parrish trapped. He races towards second and tags Parrish for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 2 in the game. Slott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tolleson bunts towards the mound. Nipper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Harrah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrah is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Slott moves to third. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 3 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harrah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Rangers. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoffman bunts towards the mound. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stewart now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Slott hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Brien moves to third. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner can't make a play. That's a base hit. O'Brien scores. It's 3-1, Rangers. Kurt Wilkerson pinch runs for Toby Hara. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman fires to first and picks off Wilkerson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson now playing shortstop. Wayne Tolleson now playing second base. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Mike Easler. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Lyons moves to third. Ed Jurek pinch runs for Rich Gedman. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.